Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, one of the things that I worry about is how some folks of a certain age don't like to look back and think about history much. They don't care for old school very much. And that's okay. You don't have to pay attention to old school movies, old school music, clothes, even politics. You don't have to pay attention to those things. If you want to live your life and never spend time with any of that old school, that is your prerogative and you'll be fine. But when it comes to business, old school has another name. It's not just old school. It's called fundamentals. The old school produces fundamentals. And fundamentals are things that, regardless of how old you are, where you are, what you do in business, what you're trying to accomplish with your business, these fundamentals from the old school are they're timeless, beautiful, definitive, and non-negotiable. And here are 10 old school things just like that. Regardless of who you are, how old you are, and whether you think you're too cool for old school, you have to do these things. Financial statements, that's the first one. You have to produce financial statements, and you have to become an expert at understanding them. You yourself don't have to produce them. You can hire somebody to create them from the activity of your business. But you must be an expert at understanding how they work and how they relate to each other. Spend more time with the numbers on your financial statement, on your operating statement, below the sales line. Spend time in the operating part, the gross profit part, especially in that part. That's where your gross profit comes from, which is what pays your bills. That's non-negotiable, my friends. Another fundamental, budgets. I know, I don't like them either, but operations work best when you're on a track, and budgets are a track. Creating budgets isn't hard, sticking to them is. Grow some discipline and get on track. Cash management, another fundamental, absolutely non-negotiable. Whether sales are up or down, you must be intimately familiar with your cash picture. Today, tomorrow, 6 months from now, even a year from now. I know where my company is going to be from a cash standpoint in December of this year. I already know because I've been tracking it. I've been doing it so long, I can keep up with it. You cannot delegate this part, folks. The next fundamental, inventory. Inventory is a euphemism for cash, because if it's in inventory, it's got your cash tied up there. Inventory that isn't turning is declining in value and must be converted into cash as soon as humanly possible. And if you aren't practicing just-in-time inventory management, do it now. Vendors, their success. Their success, right? Their success depends on yours. Talk to your vendors about helping you manage inventory, improving margins, lowering freight costs, and new ways to serve customers. Get rid of any vendor that only wants to talk about selling you stuff. Systems. These are the structured components in your operation, which become outdated and become unproductive. They worked great when you installed them the first time, but things change. So scrutinize employee schedules, delivery routes, opening hours, whatever you can think of. Scrutinize those systems at least once a year, every year, because nothing is sacred. Nothing. Customers, another fundamental. Categorize customers from the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Worship the A's, cater to the B's, encourage the C's, and let the D's learn the meaning of self-service. You might even have to fire a few customers. Products. The next fundamental, products. Same song as customers, different verse. A, B, C, D. Stock the fast-turning A's. Keep some of the B's handy. Only a couple of the C's, and never let a D spend the night under your roof unless a customer has already paid for it. Next fundamental, add value. Find out what customers want instead of trying to get them to take what you need to sell. If you don't add value to your customers' operations, you're going to turn out like one of those unhelpful vendors I talked about a minute ago, and you can expect to be fired. Employees, your teammates, let them help you find efficiencies and opportunities. Encourage creativity and entrepreneurial thinking. Invest in training. Share your plan and let them help you accomplish it. Empower producers and cut the deadwood. This is a big deal, folks. All those things, training, empowerment, give them the responsibility and the authority. Those are all important. Those are fundamentals. They're old school, but they're non-negotiable fundamentals. The last fundamental, the last old school fundamental is banks. Don't be a stranger to your banker. Good news or bad news, an informed banker can help you. But an uninformed banker is a scared banker. And no one ever got any help from a scared banker. So, folks, if you focus on these fundamentals, these old school fundamentals, and there are many more. These are just 10 of the most prominent ones. If I don't care how new school you think you are. I don't care if you think you're too cool for old school. Focus on these old school fundamentals. And success will come and play in your new school backyard. So think about that, folks. You got to be careful. When I see a lot of the new small business so-called experts, and they do have a lot of great ideas and they're very smart, I see them talking about only new school stuff. I don't hear them talking a lot about old school. Folks, all the new school cool things you can do will not save you if you don't apply the old school fundamentals. You will fail. New school will not get you through if you don't have the old school fundamentals to go along with it. I'm Jim Blasting Game 20 after. I'm Jim. I'll be right back. Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the
emotions on the God. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.